Let's go to John S. Doyle for another look at what it says in your morning papers.
The papers are correct in their predictions. A new political dawn beckoned for Britain as the Labour Party was bearing down on a return to power last night, says the Irish Times in its lead story. And Labour set for landslide election victory is the lead headline on the Irish Examiner. It is an historic election which has decimated the Tories and swept Labour to power, says the paper. The landslide win for Labour will give a boost in UK relations with Ireland and mark the end of a difficult spell, says Fionnán Sheehan in the Irish Independent. The Belfast Telegraph reports DUP's night of despair as Labour storms to victory. The Irish News relegates the election to second place with the calm headline, Labour on course for significant majority. As for the date of a general election in this part of Ireland, Senan Maloney in the Independent comments that the Taoiseach has again denied there will be one this year, but the rationale remains and the evidence is piling up. If you put your ear to the ground and listen very carefully, you just might hear the canvassers, writes Paul Hosford, the Examiner's deputy political editor. In other stories, the Irish Sun reports that a fisherman has spoken of his shock after a 10-foot-long great white shark circled his boat off the Galway coast. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a report that a Garda investigation has been launched into allegations that a former senior FAI coach made unwanted sexual advances towards a number of female players in the 1990s, and that story is carried in the Examiner too. In the Independent's report, Mark Tighe and Marie Crowe write that the women's allegations came to light during an investigation conducted jointly by the Sunday Independent and RTE Investigates, which interviewed dozens of players. The Independent leads with a report that 10 children have died on the roads since the beginning of this year, with 4 alone dying in crashes in County Mayo. The worsening behaviour of motorists is enough to drive you to distraction, says Jennifer Horgan in a column in the Examiner. There is no doubt that Irish drivers are becoming more aggressive, faster and nastier, she writes. The Times, meanwhile, reports that a group of environmental, commuter and health organisations has urged Dublin City Council to reverse last-minute changes which water down the new Dublin City Centre transport plan. The group includes the Irish Heart Foundation, the Dublin Commuter Coalition, Antashka, Irish Doctors for the Environment, the Jesuit Centre for Faith and Justice, and a number of cycling campaign bodies. They point out that the plan, as originally agreed, had received 80% support when it was released for public consultation last year. In a column in the Times, Dermot Ferriter looks at the evidence for saying that former US President Donald Trump is a fascist. Who will be his opponent in the US presidential election in November is discussed in a number of papers. The Independent and Examiner report that Trump's campaign and some of his allies have launched a preemptive strike on the Vice President, Kamala Harris, amid talk that she might replace Joe Biden as the Democratic Party's candidate. In a long piece in the Times, taken from the Financial Times, 4 reporters say that Harris is poised to enter the fray. One New York donor to the Democratic Party, unnamed, is quoted as saying, "She would be a disaster. We are better off with a candidate who can barely speak." A named financier and long-term party donor said he was still supporting Joe Biden for now, but that he had been encouraged by Kamala Harris's recent performance. "I think she could handle herself well against Trump," he said. "I think she's a real possibility. If you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have said that."
That's John S. Doyle.